Welcome to the Food Starter Podcast that brings you nuggets of insight through casual conversations with many of the food entrepreneurs profiled in my new book, Good Food, Great Business. I'm Susie Wyshack. I hope you enjoy. I'm excited about the theme of today's podcast, which is the intersection of connections, synchronicity, talking to strangers, and experimenting to test out your food business idea. And especially old-fashioned connections, whether by email or phone, can make all the difference. Texting is cool, but when you're just starting to get to know someone, those long, kind of flowing conversations can make all the difference. And that's the only way I can explain why I'm sitting on a hilltop here with Jenna Chambers from Pandora's Pops. I'm so excited that she's here, and I would like to welcome you, Jenna.
Thank you, Susie. It's so good to be here today. Pandora's Pops is a line of organic and herbal lollipops. The most popular of those are aphrodisiac. I have a number of different flavors with aphrodisiac herbs. I also have Happy Genius lollipops, which have herbs for mental clarity and mood. I have calming pops that help with stress, and smoke stop pops that help people quit smoking tobacco.
So let's go back to the aphrodisiac pops, because I know what you're all thinking. Now, how did that get started? How did you test that idea? And even more importantly, what is your motivation?
Oh, wow. Okay. Those are a lot of really great questions. First, how did it get started? It began with making a lot of other different kinds of aphrodisiac foods that I began testing at different parties and social events that I would go to, and serving a whole tray of treats that had aphrodisiac effects. And I started having so much fun with it, and the people around me were having so much fun with it, that I got more advanced as each party went on. At one point I got the idea, I wonder what would happen if I put aphrodisiac herbs into these already aphrodisiac treats. And so that was the beginning of a whole series of experiments where I, you know, began to infuse the herbs into things where you wouldn't normally expect it. I really love doing things that are unexpected. I think that the element of surprise in life in general, but particularly in romance, really opens people up to new experiences. And that's how these foods began. I was making, for example, a whole tray of cupcakes laced with aphrodisiac herbs and bringing them to a party, seeing each person and saying, would you like an aphrodisiac cupcake? And then they would go off and they would have their own adventure. Maybe they would even share the cupcake with someone. But time and time again, I would receive all of these incredible stories that were coming back to me of the, you know, person they made out with they didn't expect to, or they hadn't been able to connect sexually with their husband or their wife for many months, and suddenly they had a breakthrough. Things happened publicly, other people watched. That was a big surprise. And it basically was repeatedly confirmed to me these things actually are working. And it's a lot of fun, not only for me and others. As I got better, I started having people say, I want to buy this. Please, you know, one of my fun, easy things was making elixirs that I would bring to parties and serve in tiny shot glasses. And people were wanting to buy more of that. For example,
I guess it sounds a lot sexier to eat a cupcake or a lollipop that's aphrodisiac instead of maybe popping a pill or, you know, drinking or taking some other kind of drug.
Yes.
And it's interesting. There have been those dinners where people are blindfolded or those other kinds of exotic events that have that surprise and like, who knows what's going to happen. So I can see that combination of food and herbs being, you know, sensual, and then that suggestion, you know, whether it's like it really takes effect, that it's like that permission and the romance of good food.
Exactly.
So how did you end up turning that idea into a line of lollipops?
Well, it relates to what you just said. I basically knew I had something, you know, that needed to get out there. I knew I had a calling. And I knew I had a business that was about to be birthed. And I didn't quite know what it was. I thought, well, I don't want to be making cupcakes and shipping them all over the country. Or I don't really want to be shipping elixirs or any of the other things. I mean, I have tried every kind of recipe. So I actually came to Harbin Hot Springs and I did my own self-guided vision quest for a couple weeks on a number of life changes, but including this topic of how can I get this aphrodisiac phenomenon that's beginning and coming through me into a commercial product? And one day it just came to me that the best possible choice would be lollipops because they're lightweight, you can ship them easily, they have good shelf life, and they're sexy. So I immediately texted my mother, who is a long-term candy maker, and my great-grandfather too, and we have all this candy making in our family. And I said, Mom, what do you think of this idea of making aphrodisiac lollipops? Any interest in doing this with me? And she immediately was so supportive and enthused about it that I kind of had this extended green light. And that's been the tale from the beginning, is one green light after another, where there are moments where people say, well, if you go into that scenario with a food product, no doors are going to open for you. And then I go into that scenario and the door is wide open. Mm. So I'm just told time and again that I'm onto something and I need to continue. And for me, it's been a radical life shift from having, before this, I had a regular job and I had a much more, you know, settled life that was, you know, more day-to-day, quote, normal. I mean, I've never been entirely normal, but this was more, it's not an entrepreneur lifestyle. And the feeling like I was onto something and then all the green lights and signs and synchronicities that continued along the way have just told me, you have got to follow through with this. And I have.
So that's such a great story, and it makes all the difference, especially with a product that, you know, your parents might think is edgy, that you got their support.
Yes, that's huge.
Totally.
It's been a huge part of my process with this, and it's important to me to create and continue to maintain a product that I'm comfortable talking with my grandmothers about, that if I run into someone on an airplane, I feel comfortable talking about. And so even though it's in the realm of sexuality, which is taboo and difficult for a lot of people, it's an uncomfortable thing, I've been really clear from the beginning, it's got to stay tasteful and in integrity, and also especially respectful to women is a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I've loved about getting to know Jenna is we met randomly. Well, she was a subscriber to my newsletter and she wrote to me and we wrote back and forth and we had a phone call and we eventually met in person. And it's just been all about connections. And I've known a lot of people running candy businesses and I've worked in candy businesses. And through, I guess Jenna and I have been in touch a little over a year. And what is so unique to me is that you've had, I don't know if I'd call it pressure, but encouragement from investors and different people to take the road more frequently traveled with your lollipops. And I'd love for you to share a little about your background and kind of how you're putting your passion and your own sense of vision about what this should be and kind of holding off and taking your time. Can you talk a little about that?
Yes, thank you. That is very true about this project in particular. I started out, you know, most of my career has been in holistic medicine. And I was a massage therapist for years. I directed a massage school. I also have done a lot of consulting for holistic educators of various kinds. I've devoted most of my career to helping holistic medicine grow, either personally between myself and clients or other folks and their ability to share this with others. I'm very interested in sharing transformative effects that are healing and positive for people and bring them into light and love and joy. Joy is one thing that I in particular find very important to foster. And the thing about healing arts is that you can get quite serious with that, and I am guilty of that at times because I'm actually a serious person. You're holding a lot of responsibility, you're holding space for someone, and there's a certain heaviness to that at certain times that I started to realize. You know, actually one day I was directing this massage school and I had all this responsibility on me and I had a certain kind of interaction with the students because I was so responsible. And one day I had a breakthrough and I decided to dress like it was Fantasy Friday. I dressed in a very playful, childlike way and came in the classroom with this childlike character. And I realized that, and the students were just interacting with me with such joy and engagement in a way that they normally didn't. And it was a big lesson of, I can get a lot accomplished in the world when I come at it with an attitude of fun and playfulness and heightening joy for people. You can actually have tremendous healing effects that way. So that's how we get back to lollipops, is lollipops are very playful, they're fun, they're a bit childlike in ways, and it brings that out in everyone naturally because it has all those connotations to it, and it brings you back into that place of, let's just make this fun. I'm not taking a medicine that's, you know, heavy, kind of, you know, serious thing. I'm having a lollipop. Mm-hmm. And those kind of openings with people, you know, it's more than just what it opens up in yourself, but then when you share it with someone else, that extends itself.
We'll look forward to speaking with you in the future and, you know, see what it's like in a year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully we'll all be on your aphrodisiac lollipops and the world will be a more peaceful, happy place.
Yes, that is the dream. Yes.
So where can people buy Pandora's Pops from?
You can buy them online on my website, which is pandoraspops.com. PandoraspOps.com.
Thanks a lot, Jenna.
Yes, thank you, Susie.
Thanks so much for tuning in to our Food Starter podcast, where insight meets inspiration and good food meets great business. I'd love your feedback and ideas. You can email me at susie@foodstarter.com. And please post your comments along with the podcast and share what resonated with you and what you're wondering about. You can subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to hear what's coming up next. And be sure to check out my new book at goodfoodgreatbusiness.com. This is Susie Wyshack signing off with an invitation to know what you want and to follow the signs. Have a great day.